We made it. Seems like it took forever, but we finally made it. Falcons football tonight. I am so pumped. And road game against the Super Bowl champs, the team that knocked us out of the playoffs last year. If you remember, we got down to the goal line with a chance to win the game. Had four shots at it. Couldn't close the deal. So very, very excited to see what we're going to bring tonight. I was trying to think what I really want to see tonight because I never get too carried away about the first game of the season, especially a road game. I'd love to see, everybody's talking about the offense and Sarkisian and the second year being in his offense and how, you know, making a big step forward. But I really want to see the defense. Like, I think ultimately this year, next year, we're going to be a defensive team based on just where the talent of the coaching staff is, not necessarily just the talent of the team. I think we have a lot more talent on our defensive side of the ball. On the coaching staff, I love our defensive coordinator. Our head coach is a great defensive mind. On the field, we've been drafting. We've been using some high draft picks on players, so we've got a lot of talent there. And I like our depth a little bit better on defense. Maybe with the excluding the interior line, I don't think we have a lot of depth there. But very excited to see what we're gonna do. I think the spread is 2.5 points. Eagles -2.5, something like that. I haven't looked in a couple days. It might have moved since then. But I think it's a really low number for for a home game to be less than a 3-point favorite. So that used to tell me that on a neutral field, the Falcons would actually be favored. There used to be a 3 points. Basically, they give you 3 points if you're the home team. Or you give 3 points if you're the home team. So it kind of implies that we would be slightly favored on a neutral field, which is pretty, it's a pretty good compliment. I've seen a ton of smart people pick the Falcons to do really well, win the Super Bowl even. I think Sports Illustrated picked us to win the Super Bowl. I think multiple television personalities picked us to win the Super Bowl. So we'll see. And with that said, with the NFL and with football in general, it's just like you're just one injury away from a disaster. I think back to 1999, I believe, the year after the Super Bowl. You know, we were 14-2, I think, in 98. Went to the Super Bowl, lost to the Broncos. The next year, everybody's on the bandwagon thinking the Falcons are going to be very good again. Jamal Anderson holds out all the way through training camp, I think till the end, basically. They end up coming to agreement, give him a new deal, and he tears his ACL. I can't remember when that was. If that was like week one, it was very early in the season. So we lose Jamal Anderson, and the season just goes down the drain. And, of course, there was a lot of other problems, but we lose. If you have an injury to a Julio Jones or Matt Ryan or even a Devontae Freeman, I could argue that's going to make a big impact on our team. So keep my fingers crossed for health. And if we remain healthy, I feel pretty good about this season. All right, thanks for listening to this little rant on the game tonight. Can't wait to see what the Falcons do.